Is it possible to reduce vertical dimension in a growing patient? In order to accomplish a reduction in facial height, one would have to intrude or at least prevent eruption of either maxillary or mandibular posterior teeth. Now, past attempts to accomplish this have ranged from using posterior bite blocks, high-pull headgear, or vertical-pull chin cups. Although these may have temporary effects, overall, the effect is typically limited. What if a patient, however, clenches their teeth together a significant amount of time? Could the masticatory muscles be used to help limit the development of the facial skeleton? That thought process was the subject of a research project that was published in the May 2007 issue of The Angle Orthodontist. The title of this article is Masticatory Exercise as an Adjunctive Treatment for Hyperdivergent Patients. This study was performed at Baylor College of Dentistry and was co-authored by Lori Parks and several research colleagues from the Department of Orthodontics at that school. The purpose of their study was to evaluate the morphologic effects of masticatory muscle exercise in treating hyperdivergent patients with fixed orthodontic appliances. This was a very interesting study. It was extremely well done, although it was a retrospective and not a prospective research design. Three samples of 50 subjects were selected, including one sample treated with orthodontics combined with exercise, one sample treated with orthodontics only and no exercise, and an untreated control sample. First question, what do we mean by exercise? Well, patients in the exercise sample were instructed to clench their teeth together as hard as possible for 15 seconds. They were asked to repeat this process at least 4 times for a total of a minute. This 1 minute exercise was to be performed as often as possible throughout the day. Now, the amount of this exercise was not monitored, but these patients were asked to accomplish this over the time of their orthodontic treatment. The compliance of these patients was based on written instructions documented in the progress notes of these treated individuals. In order to determine if any effect occurred in the sample, the authors compared the exercise group with another group of 50 subjects who had similar mandibular plane angles and facial heights, but were treated with orthodontics alone and no exercise. Then both of these groups were compared to an untreated sample of controls with similar cephalometric variables. I think you get the idea of the experiment. The big question was whether or not exercise along with orthodontics created a change in the mandibular plane angle and vertical dimension of these orthodontic patients. And the answer to that question is no. There was no skeletal effect when the three samples were compared. In other words, routine, regular masticatory forces on the posterior teeth during the day do not have an effect on altering vertical dimension in growing patients. Now, the authors did show some effect. In those subjects in the exercise group, there was a slight deepening of the anterior overbite. Now, whether or not this was due to orthodontic extrusion or limitation of molar eruption was not really determined in this study. Only the observation of the overbite increase was mentioned. So, in conclusion, the authors found that masticatory muscle exercise performed during the treatment of hyperdivergent patients does produce greater overbite, but had no significant effect on vertical morphologic measurements of these patients. If you'd like to review this study and its findings, you can find it in the May 2007 issue of The Angle Orthodontist.